It's Morning Edition on KQED. I'm Rachel Dornhelm. New Year's Eve is right around the corner. It's a night when many people indulge, sometimes overindulge, with alcohol and wake up the next morning perhaps wishing they hadn't. KQED science reporter Amy Standen was curious, what do we know about this unfortunate predicament? She paid a visit to Michael Schlupik, a physician at the San Francisco VA Medical Center. He's one of the few scientists to have studied the after effects of a night of drinking. Amy began by asking him about one common misconception, that hangovers are caused by alcohol.
It's not the alcohol in the beverage that causes the hangover, but typically it's the other substances. These are called congeners. These are chemicals in the alcoholic beverage that give it its unique color, its scent, its taste. Congeners without alcohol can produce hangover symptoms, and pure alcohol without congeners usually will not produce a hangover.
So can you give me two examples of alcohol, one with a lot of congeners, one without?
So a perfect contrast would be a well-distilled vodka, which is clear in color, has not a whole lot of taste, most would say. And then in contrast would be a well-developed scotch, which has a very powerful aroma and a very distinctive taste and a lot of complexity.
So the hangover is going to be a lot worse with the scotch than with the vodka.
On average, because the scotch has many more congeners, many more chemicals for the liver to react with, for a given amount of alcohol, the scotch drinker should feel more hangover than the vodka drinker.
There are so many folk remedies out there about what can cure hangovers, and I wanted to ask you about one in particular, hair of the dog.
I think the origin of drinking with hangover is partly to treat alcohol withdrawal. There's often a lot of shaking, and it's a really miserable syndrome to watch someone go through. And drinking does modulate those symptoms, and that is a reason why some people really need to drink 24 hours a day.
You actually figured out how to cure a hangover, or at least how to prevent a hangover.
The prickly pear extract, which is called Opuntia ficus indica, lowered hangover symptoms by about 25%, and it reduced the likelihood of having a severe hangover by almost 50%. And we found in that study that it was actually by blocking the inflammatory process that this herbal extract exerted its positive effect.
Why wasn't this front page news? I think a lot of people would want to know about that.
With our paper that showed that we could reduce hangover symptoms, we found that we submitted it to the most prestigious medical journals in the world. And the reviewers found it very interesting but a little disturbing. The tone was that they were concerned of the implications. And the concern was, if we take away the hangover, is that going to encourage people to drink more? And I think that's a common perception, but it's not a lot different from, you know, does birth control cause people to do more risky sexual behaviors? And so I don't think the scientific community has been terribly interested in preventing the hangover. Now, the studies that have been done are actually really interesting because the hangover has societal impact that most of your listeners are probably not aware of.
Tell me about them.
For example, the amount of economic cost in certain countries due to absenteeism is in the order of billions of dollars per year. Even worse is poor performance when people are hungover and they attempt to do tasks that involve some complexity. As an example, it's well known that airplane pilots will fail their flight simulators in the setting of a hangover. And for that reason, pilots are not allowed to drink for something like 18 hours, I'm told, before they fly. People who drive motor vehicles are more likely to have an accident when they're hungover.
And so there's drunk driving, but there is also hungover driving.
Who knows? Hangover driving may cause as many accidents. It's not measured, so we really have no way of knowing.
So if this New Year's Eve I wanted to try out this prickly pear cure, where would I get it and what would I do with it?
Of course, if you want to avoid a hangover this New Year's Eve, the best idea is to drink in moderation, eat plenty of food, hydrate well, and avoid congeners. Now, if you want to test whether you can reduce your hangover with a prickly pear type product. My guess would be that eating prickly pear itself, if you can find it in a store and you enjoy the taste, it's actually quite tasty, that would be a better way to get a nice dose of prickly pear than trusting an online supplement where we're not really sure how much of the active ingredient would be in the tablet.
But we do not want you on the record telling people to go drink as much as they want and just pick up some prickly pear the night before.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Got it. All right. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
That's Michael Schlippick, a physician at the San Francisco VA Medical Center.
Amy is here now.
Hi, Rachel.
Hi, Amy. And she picked up a prickly pear.
I did.
She's peeling and cutting it as we speak. While you're working on that, I'm just curious, what about other old wives' tales? Coffee, greasy food?
Not going to help you. Sorry.
So why prickly pear? What does it have that works against these congeners?
Sure. Well, while I answer that question, I'll hand you a slice and you can try it for yourself.
Thank you.
Congeners, to your body, congeners are toxins. Mm-hmm. And so your body reacts to congeners the same way it would to, say, a flu virus. And in fact, that's why certain parts of a hangover can feel a lot like the flu, nausea, muscle aches. Prickly pear is a natural anti-inflammatory, so it can fight those symptoms.
Sort of like an aspirin.
Sure, and aspirin can be helpful to a hangover also, but prickly pear may actually be stronger if you take it at the right time. And the science on that is really unclear, but you might actually want to take it before you start drinking.
It tastes really good, sort of like sweet cucumber.
Yeah, a bit
seeds.
Like that.
Mm-hmm. And I understand there's some recipes online.
There will be.
Okay, great. Those will be at kqed.org/science.
That's right.
Thanks, Amy.
Bye-bye.
I'll have your Bay Area headlines in a moment after traffic. You're listening to Morning Edition on KQED.
Support of KQED Science is provided by the Videz Family Foundation, Hope Lab, and the George G. and Jeanette A. Stewart Charitable Trust.